The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, how important was that one for you guys tonight?
It was big. You know, it felt like, I didn't feel like, we were one pitch away there quite a few times in the last inning. So it seems like it's hard for us to get a win right now. Makes you, you know, the resolve a little bit more, but, you know, even more rewarding when you come back and put together an offensive inning like we did to put it away.
It seems like you guys have done this a lot this year where it's almost like you have your backs to the wall and really need a big win and you guys come up and get it.
Yeah, any number of ways, you know, whether it's late in games, whether it's extra innings, you know, a lot of time, but, you know, the one-run games we've been really good into. So, it, you know, we're going through a period where we're having to fight our way out of a tough stretch, and, you know, it seems like it gets a little bit harder and harder to win games, but should make you tougher down the line.
Back-to-back nice outings for Mike Clevenger, and this one really had to push himself to get through that seventh. How nice of a next step was that for
you? Yeah, man, he was cruising. I mean, you're looking at pitch counts, and he's out there in the seventh inning, a couple outs, you're thinking, or at least early on, you're thinking he's got a chance to maybe finish the game the way he was pitching. You know, 3-0, had a chance to add on. We didn't do that, and all of a sudden a two-run homer makes it 3-2, so he had to come out of the game. But it was as efficient as he's been all year.
Your thoughts on Jorge tonight, both behind the plate, handling the staff, doing the blocking he did in the eighth and the ninth, and also swinging the bat?
Yeah, those are game savers, those blocks. But also catching Clev for the first time, too. So they had to do a lot of work for the game together. Ended up being really good. There was a lot of good dialogue during the game to get up to speed, and ended up being one of Clev's better games. So, you know, we've been kind of having catchers for pitchers at this point in time, but, you know, with Darvish going tomorrow, we got Alfaro in there, and they did really well together. And all around, Alfaro had another terrific game for us.
Can you put into perspective, like, how big it is, considering that, you know, we don't know what's up with Gore, Martinez has gone to the bullpen, how big it is that Clevenger is kind of rounding into form?
Yeah, and it looks like Clev. I mean, today looked like vintage Clev that I've seen on the other side for years. So, you know, he enjoys what he's doing out there. You can kind of feel it. All his pitches were working today, and he's going to be big for us. And, you know, maybe a little bit fresher with getting off to a late start and having a couple times where we had to shut him down. So, you know, all good as far as he goes, and is able to throw as many pitches as we need right now.
Assume you were very pleased with the first few innings, making the rookie throw in the strike zone.
Yeah.
And then one for 19 for over six innings. What happens there?
Was it one for 19? Yeah. We just sometimes press with runners in scoring position at times. So, unfortunately, that's the case right now. But we'll, you know, we continue to try to imply to our guys, look, when guys are in scoring position, the pitcher should be on the defensive, not us. So, continue to work on it.
How are Luke and Jake doing up those hit-by pitches?
Everybody got a little banged up today. Manny even tweaked it, you know, a little bit at first base there. We'll see who we have to play tomorrow, but I think in Crony's case, he kind of caught it a little bit, even though it was kind of ribs, and Luke seemed to be able to brush it off, so we'll take stock tomorrow and see who we have to play.
What happened with Manny?
I hit the bag kind of funky on that last one. It kind of had to veer where the throw was, kind of had to veer off to the right, and looked like he tweaked it a little bit.
Same ankle as before.
What's that?
Same ankle as before.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.